step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Sound speed. Give it some claps. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Cheers, Spider Dick.
So audio's recording and video's recording
we're ready.
So let me just
beer on the edge.
For the homeschool listeners, let me do my intro.
Do your thing.
All right. Welcome back to Homeschool Podcast, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is one of those episodes where we are introducing the segment Rewatchables, where Kevin and I talk about movies. At the end, there's movie trivia. Feel free to play along. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of my favorite part of the whole segment is doing trivia.
I like it too. That's my favorite part.
Especially now that we write them for each other.
Those other trivia questions were so dumb.
Some of them were kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Like that one that was like, why can't they hear in A Quiet Place? Like really? That's like literally the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So stick around at the end. Play along. It's a lot of fun. And whoever wins the trivia each week picks the movie that we discuss next. So it's not necessarily a review, but it's a chat, all right? Today we are going to be talking about Spider-Man, the newest one. It's called No Way Home, right?
No Way Home.
All right, cool. So before we begin, I just want to give you guys a heads up that there will be spoilers if you're listening on the Homeschool Podcast. But if you're watching on YouTube or Instagram, there's no spoilers, all right? So
maybe a little bit.
Maybe
nothing
a little
bad.
Bit.
Nothing
that crazy. All right. So let me just go ahead and begin by saying I would like to let everybody know that if you want to see me perform live, I'm back on the road again. January 22nd, I'll be in Paso Robles, California. It's one night only. There's two shows. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm taking Mike Cetera to host.
Oh, nice.
And I'm taking Adam Hunter, and him and I are going to like split the headlining time. So, you know, that'll be a lot of fun. If you're in the area, it's worth it. It's a fun little town. It's a fun brewery. And then after that, February 12th, I'm coming to the Sacramento area. I'll be in Rockland, California, February 12th for two shows. And then I'm taking a night off for Super Bowl Sunday. And then the 14th Monday, Valentine's Day, I will be in Folsom, California. This is all in the Sacramento area. Get tickets ASAP. And then after that, I will be in Tampa, Florida on March 5th. These are all going to fill up. They're limited seating. You know me, guys. I'm fucking Captain 60-seater. So my that's all I can really fill. But they do fill up fast. So make sure you get your tickets. Everything is available at homeschooledpod.com. All right. Ready?
Yes.
You guys remember Kevin Lyons. He's here. And Kevin won last week the trivia. And we're going to be talking about Spider-Man today. Let me take that again. Let me have a nice welcome to the viewers here. All right.
Get happy.
Get out of here.
Get happy.
I will. All right. All right. So this is the Rewatchables. And today we are talking about that super spreader movie, Spider-Man No Way Home. Let me take that.
No, I you really, actually like it, that? It was in the billions. So I wonder how many COVID cases this movie created.
Yeah.
Because everybody needed to go out and see it, and it wasn't available to watch at home. So I honestly, I want to know how many people caught COVID watching this movie and also didn't give a fuck because it was awesome. I love this movie.
I'm going to use all that you just said, but I'm gonna start over again. All right, you ready? Today, we're talking about Spider-Man No Way Home. That super spreader did $1 billion. It's the first movie to make $1 billion since 2019. I am convinced that that is the official reason for the spike in the numbers. Dude, Omicron sounds like a villain that Spider-Man would fight.
Omicron?
Listen, whatever, bro.
It sounds like Megatron's trying to kill us.
Dude, it's Dr. Omicron, all right? Hey, Spidey fans. See Spider-Man defeat Omicron in this new movie. The movie should have been called Stay Home Order. Spider-Man Stay Home Order.
Spider-Man Stay at Home. That is a pretty good. You get a cheers for that. That's a really good. That's so funny.
All right.
It is funny because when I was watching the movie, because I took my nephew and my nieces and my family to go see Spider-Man during the holidays.
Yeah.
And there was my second viewing. I was really excited to see it. But when everybody's sitting in the theater, all I could hear were other people coughing. And I was like really hoping a web would come out and just like web their faces just so like we'd all be safe.
So Spider-Man would beat the virus.
He could. Spider-Man could beat fucking COVID. He could just laptop and is done.
My Spidey sense is tingling. What is it, Doc Ock? No. That guy over there is coughing a lot. So Kevin made me watch this movie.
Yes.
So why don't you take the reins on this one?
I'll take the spider webs. So, I mean, are you a spider fan? Spider-Man fan?
I am a fan of Spider-Man, yes.
All right, so first I got to know, what are your rankings of the Spider-Man movies? Who is your favorite Spider-Man? What is your favorite Spider-Man movie?
Tobey Maguire is my favorite Spider-Man, and my favorite Spider-Man movie is the first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire.
So The Amazing Spider-Man.
No, that is the one with Andrew Garfield.
Well, you said Tobey Maguire.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I wasn't listening.
I really like Andrew Garfield as an actor.
Okay.
And I thought that he actually was a really great Peter Parker, and those movies were really hyped to be, like, not so good. I do enjoy them for what they are.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I enjoy all the Spider-Man movies, but here's my ranking. Okay, Tobey Maguire was a really good Peter Parker. Andrew Garfield was a really good Spider-Man, but his Peter Parker was too cool. Even when he was trying to act nerdy in his movies, you could still tell like he was a cool Peter Parker. I'm like, I didn't buy him as a nerd. But Tom Holland, I felt, was the best of both worlds. I thought he was a really good Peter Parker, and he was an excellent Spider-Man. But I do like all the movies. It's just, you know, I think The Amazing Spider-Man, they were a little bit too dark. But Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, and Tom Holland, they were all amazing in their own roles in their own movies.
I can agree with that. Tom Holland is borderline annoying for me.
How is he annoying?
I know that everyone says he's the best casted one because that's more closer to what Spider-Man should be, a young kid from, like, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But there's a reason I don't have kids. Because sitting through them for like 3 hours, I'm like, thank God I don't have kids. They're fucking annoying.
They are annoying, but I don't find Tom Holland annoying. I actually really like him. I just think it's so funny that you choose to beef on Tom Holland. And I think it's because everybody likes him as their favorite Spider-Man. And that's why you don't. And I thought you told me that Andrew Garfield was your favorite Spider-Man.
No.
Tobey Maguire is?
Tobey Maguire.
Oh, okay. All right.
I really like Andrew Garfield. I think he's I just like him in general. I think he's great. I think he did a great job as Spider-Man.
Okay.
But the movies are not that great, but they're enjoyable to me. Spider-Man 3 of Tobey Maguire, I don't like that much. I really like 1 and 2. I think Spider-Man 2, my favorite is Spider-Man 1 with Tobey Maguire, but I think Spider-Man 2 is like, I don't arguably one of the best superhero movies ever.
It's really good, and I actually did do a rewatch of all the Spider-Man movies since I saw this. And personally, even though I love the Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans when they came out. They are my least favorite in all of the series. I don't know why. Huh. You can hate on me all you want, but for some reason, they don't hold up as much as the rest of them. And I do love Spider-Man 2. And I love parts of Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. Willem Dafoe is an amazing Green Goblin. He's just amazing in everything as Willem Dafoe. And Alfred Molina as Doc Ock is so just, great, oh dude. My God, so awesome. And I'm not even talking about the new Spider-Man No Way Home. I'm talking about the older ones.
Right.
And this one too, because, you know, they were both great in this.
I mean,
spoiler alert, they are in this.
That's even in the trailer, dude. Yeah, okay. So yeah, Willem Dafoe as Green Goblin. Oh, man, I'm so glad he's back in this one. And what's his name? You just said it.
Alfred Molina.
Alfred Molina as Doc Ock, dude. Dude, the train scene, it's so great. I think a lot of people, or maybe yourself, why for some reason Tobey Maguire is not your favorite. It is, like, inappropriately casted. He is, like,
when it came out, I loved him. I loved the Spider-Man movies. But in retrospect, rewatching them, they weren't my favorite. Although I still enjoy them. I still love Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. But he's not my favorite Spider-Man.
I also rewatched them all before I went to go see this new Spider-Man. Okay. I watched all three Tobey Maguire's, two of the Andrew Garfield's. And then I made it all the way to... the first Tom Holland Spider-Man, and I just couldn't get through the second. It's just, I don't know, they're not that good.
I can understand where you're coming from, but I still like them.
Okay. You know, it's not even, people really like that he is the appropriate age and of what Spider-Man should be, and, you know, young kid. To me, he's more of like a millennial Spider-Man. It's just like one of these, like you know, TikTok kids. I'm just like
him. Tom Holland Spider-Man would have TikTok.
Him, Mary Jane. Oh, absolutely. Him and MJ and.
Although this was my favorite Mary Jane Watson. Zendaya as MJ.
Get out of here, dude.
Dude, oh my God. Over Kirsten Dunst? Hell yeah, all day long. I love Zendaya. I think she's great. And that's my mom's favorite. My mom loves Zendaya.
Really?
Yeah. That's how I got her to go see the new Spider-Man. I'm like, you want to go see the new Spider-Man with me and the kids? And she's like, maybe I'm like, Zendaya's in it. She's like, okay.
Really?
she loves Zendaya. My mom loves Zendaya.
I think Zendaya's not even going to be a thing in the future. I think that...
I think she's going to be the... I think she's going to skyrocket.
I think they've overhyped her up too early.
Not at all. I don't think they've hyped her up enough, Zendaya.
Hey, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
I do think that Zendaya and Tom Holland had the best chemistry together. I really like their chemistry.
I 100% disagree.
And that is okay. That's why we're best friends.
I think that with Kirsten Dunst and...
I mean, I love and respect everything, all the incarnations of it. But personally, Zendaya, I really love her as MJ. But let me ask you, what is it about Tom Holland? You keep saying millennials.
Yeah.
And I get that. I totally understand what you're saying. But what I want to know is specifically about Tom Holland that you don't like as Spider-Man. Is there a specific scene, a type of personality that he has? What specific moment in the series when you said you started watching Homecoming and you're like, nah. Like, what is it about it, Tom Holland, that you don't like?
I'm telling you, he just comes across as annoying to me.
He is like the least annoying person I've ever seen in a movie. I don't get it.
There's times in the movie that I'm like, oh, he's a great Spider-Man. You know what I mean? And then there's times where I'm just like, I can't go through a long period of time of listening to him. It's like just too much silly, corny talk. And I don't care about like their love. I don't care about a millennial teenager's love. I just really don't. Like, dude, just wait till she gets to college. She's going to be banging black dudes. I don't give a fuck about... you know, if you weren't Spider-Man, she would leave you. She would leave you for a black dude.
Probably. But they're black together Panther. In real life. But anyway, I think we can both agree that Tom Holland Spider-Man had the hottest Aunt May.
Yeah. I'm not going to disagree with that.
That's Marissa Tomei. She was great.
Marissa Tomei is the hottest Aunt May.
Okay. So you rewatched all the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
You even watched the Spider-Man movies that you didn't like with Tom Holland. Yeah. So that was Homecoming, and then there was Far From Home,
yeah,
the sequel to that. Okay. Did you enjoy Spider-Man No Way Home?
Yes, I enjoyed it. You ruined it for me.
I love ruining movies for you. That is my favorite thing. I love ruining movies for you because you put too much weight into other people's review of movies.
Kevin saw it first,
mm-hmm,
and then messages all of us friends in the chat and says, I'm not going to tell you anything about the movie, but I will say, because we normally rate things on a scale of 1 to 10,
uh-huh,
he goes, 100 out of 10.
You know, I was not wrong.
And I hate when things get overhyped. Plus, like, dude, even my dad, who doesn't give a fuck, called me and was like, I heard Spider-Man was pretty good. You know, did you see it yet? I'm like, no, you know, I'm going to go see it tonight. And I saw it, and you know, there's moments I really enjoyed, and there's a lot I didn't. It's way too fucking long, dude.
I will
for no reason. For no reason.
Well, no, there was a reason, because they have to bring a closure, not necessarily a closure, but this is the third installment of a trilogy, so they had to bring that own individual story. They had to give that one an end, not necessarily an end, but they had to give that closure. And at the same time, spoiler alert, obviously Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are going to appear in this Spider-Man movie. They also have to give light to that. And so there was a lot of, I could understand what you're talking about, how there's a lot of stuff that didn't need to be in it. But my biggest complaint, I will say, the only part of the movie, and I'm just going to pick on it, that I wasn't a fan of, is the section just after the beginning where they're all like applying to college and getting rejected to college. And that's because it reminded me when I was in high school and I got rejected from colleges. Like, seriously, I was an idiot in college. I'm sorry. I was an idiot in high school. And all those rejection letters that they were giving was giving me, like, PTSD from high school. And I didn't even have spider powers to fall back on. I was just an idiot. I was like, idiot, man. I applied to, like, 10 colleges in high school, and I got rejected from 12. And that was the only thing I did not like about this movie, only because it reminded me of my own failures.
You know, I also wasn't a giant fan of that whole storyline. Like, that's basically the reason that he goes to Doctor Strange and the whole movie happens,
mm-hmm,
is this, like, my friends are getting rejected from college because of me. And, like, you know, snap out of it, you privileged fuck. You know what I'm saying, bro? You know how many people can't even afford to go to college? You know how many people, the countries don't even have college? Like, dude, I was homeschooled. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking.
Well, that's also my biggest complaints, too. It was for the fact that was his solution, was to go,
yeah, go
find
change.
A magical man and have him put a spell over the entire planet.
To change the entire universe,
dude,
because
you
couldn't get into college.
Fuck you.
Dude, fucking grow up, take your tampon out, and call the next movie Spider-Man Homeschooled. All right? Yeah. That's it. Just be done with it. You'll be fine. Yeah, it's a dumb plot.
I didn't think it was a dumb plot. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed what the plot was, but some of the execution to get to where we were, I didn't particularly enjoy. I thought a lot of those things could have been better. I did like that they used Doctor Strange, and that's how you, I mean, because you have to get these other characters from other universes in. So you do need Doctor Strange. I get that. I totally get that. But some of, like, the stuff with the spells, I'm like, this feels like a lot of unnecessary shit. Like even Doctor Strange was yelling at Peter Parker. It's like, you didn't call the school board and fight your way into school.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but I feel like Doctor Strange would have already thought of those things.
I like instead that they did address it.
Instead of putting a spell over the world, why doesn't he use his high doctorate and just call the schools and be like, yo, let Peter in? But also, what school wouldn't want Spider-Man in their college? Like, that would be, like, they love money.
Well, they did.
And everybody would want to go to the same college that Spider-Man and his friends are going to. That's what I don't find believable. But anyway.
Let me ask you, this is one of the questions I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
I think that you kind of have to go the Doctor Strange route for this story.
Yeah, I do. I agree with you with that.
He's the only one, I suppose, that could cast this spell to make it possible.
Yeah.
But, like, do you like the fact that Doctor Strange is in it? If you yes. Could you choose someone else?
No, no. I let me clarify. I like the story point of Doctor Strange trying to fix something for Peter, and it brings in the other spider, the other people from the other universes. I like that, and I like Doctor Strange. It was just the actual execution of the story points of them explaining the spells. Like, some of that I felt like this, not necessarily lazy. You could tell they just need to keep the story going. I just had some issues with what the spells were. And, like, listen, you still could have done this and explained why everybody has to forget Peter Parker is Spider-Man, or why everybody has to forget who Peter Parker is. It felt like there was a lot of other alternate versions of spells that he could have done last minute. Not only that, as soon as he started doing the spell in the first place, and Peter Parker was just like, no, I don't want this person to forget, he should have just stopped the spell and just be like, listen, what do you want? It's just like,
<That's>
you should
exactly
have done that.
How you have to talk to him is a little spoiled fucking teenager.
Oh, what do you want? You know, and I feel like Doctor Strange is powerful and smart enough to not let a little high school kid mess up his spell. But this is a movie. It's supposed to be like that. And I'm reaching for things to be upset about this movie, because I love this movie. This movie was 100 out of 10 for me, just because I had an emotional experience. I did cry. I had a little spider tears coming out of my eyes during this movie.
Why exactly are you crying?
What's that?
In this movie.
I cried when certain characters died.
Yeah.
Aunt May. I cried when Andrew Garfield got to save Zendaya when he couldn't save Gwen Stacy.
That was very predictable, by the way.
It was predictable.
I predicted that before I saw the movie.
And I find it funny that I cried, because when I watched The Amazing Spider-Man 2, when she actually, I laughed when she died, because I don't know why. I have a weird reaction to things like that in movies. When he was like webbing her up and she's falling and he caught her at the last second, but she fell back and she hit her head, I laughed. I don't know why. I laugh at inappropriate things,
you
but
do.
I laughed. But I cried when he saved her, because I felt like he got his...
Yeah, of course.
You know?
I knew that was going to happen before I watched the movie.
A lot of people predicted that.
I remember watching Halloween Kills with you, and you laughed hysterically when that kid got his neck broke.
Yes. I hated that actor. I'm sorry. nothing against him, but it was just the way that his character was written, and I just thought it was useless, and I was very happy. Actually, I liked him better in that movie than the original.
Can't Doctor Strange's, what's his little Asian friend's name?
Wong.
His
little Asian friend.
Well, he is his friend, and he's little, and he's Asian.
Is he Indiana Jones in Short Round? Wong?
Can't Wong do a magic spell?
But he had to go take care of some shit. I forget what it was for. He had to go, because he is now head of the wizards.
Yeah.
Because Doctor Strange was blipped. He was Strange. So he had some duties to attend to.
So I realized that it had to be Doctor Strange for this movie to happen and create the whole
multiverse. Yes.
But, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Doctor Strange character. I mean, I do like his character. I don't like his movies. I think he's a bit boring.
We only had one movie.
Benedict Cumberbatch, yeah. I like him a lot.
Yes.
I think he's a great actor. But the Doctor Strange movie is a fucking snooze fest.
I don't think it's a snooze fest, but it's definitely not my favorite.
Yeah.
It's definitely, I visually, it's amazing. I can get stoned and watch that movie and be like, what? But, like, I get what you're saying. Although I am excited for the new one, the Multiverse of Madness that he's doing, only because there's no other really big heroes that they're going to make movies about in the MCU other than Thor.
Going back to you, I don't even know if I'll keep this in because it might be a spoiler, but going back to you saying you cried at Aunt May dying.
Yes.
You know, I feel like that's a lot of the that's a part that a lot of people cried at, but... you know, I didn't really feel anything. I didn't feel a connection there.
Not even just Marissa Tomei dying.
I love Marissa Tomei, but I can't feel... I didn't feel a good chemistry. I didn't care about the relationship between that Aunt May and that Peter.
I did.
I just, like, okay.
I thought she was good. She was my favorite Aunt May. But here's why I really liked it. Is because not only did she do the typical... with great power comes great responsibility. I think the only reason that they put that line in there for her was because they needed people to know that this is the actual death that inspires him. And her death, her message of her death, I actually really enjoyed. Because she died from somebody who she was trying to save, even though Peter was like, you can't save them. And she was just like, no, you can't. Just because somebody is bad doesn't mean that you can't stop saving them.
Yeah.
Always try to save them, no matter how bad they are, try to save them. And that is what really started to get me, because even though her plan backfired and it ended up killing her, she decided to say, hey, listen, don't let that affect you. Still try to save bad people. And I thought that that was the best message a dying relative of Spider-Man and all the Spider-Man movies gave to Spider-Man.
Well, I think you must have related to it a lot, because
my aunt did not die.
No.
from Willem Dafoe.
I think that you must have related to it a lot, because you still try to save me from my...
No, I try to torture you by watching movies.
As much as I hate some of these movies that you make me watch, you're just trying to save me.
I'm trying to save you from your own fucking ignorance of hating a movie before you've seen it.
And just because I'm bad doesn't mean I don't deserve saving.
That's true. Although sometimes I do want to watch you die or your own regret of movies.
All right. I was saying, I do feel that this movie was too long, and you think I just don't like long movies. That is not true. I don't like when movies feel long, because I'm a giant fan of several three-hour movies that are some of my favorite movies are 3 hours long.
Yeah.
I also enjoy the Snyder Cut Justice League, which is 4 hours long, and I watched it straight.
Yeah.
Some movies just don't feel long, and they'll be long.
Yes,
some movies
I agree with long. You. I agree with
so
you.
So I just feel like this felt long, and it was certain parts I could do without. You hyped it up a lot for me, and I was a little disappointed.
I was teaching you a lesson. I'm going to hype up every single movie for you.
Dude. And then, obviously, this movie has a huge payoff, which, like, how could you not be happy? Okay. How could you not be happy? Dude, you know, when I heard that Tobey Maguire and or Andrew Garfield might be in this, I was just so excited. Tobey Maguire is my Spider-Man. That's a piece of my childhood.
And me too.
If I thought that there might be one little chance that he might be in this, I was totally excited. But the overhypeness of the movie until the big payoff was a little disappointing for me. But once it hits that part,
when they're all there,
it's like it's like, dude, it's like, so why don't you just get like Tommy the Green Ranger to, like, you know what I mean? Like,
what?
Ride in on Hooch. And
what are you talking about?
I'm talking about things that are like a part of my childhood that would be like, oh my God, all at once.
Hooch from Turner Hooch?
Yeah, Hooch from Turner Hooch. Tommy the Green Ranger rides in on Hooch from Turner and Hooch. That's
that's so dumb, it just might work.
That's basically what happens in this movie. So spoiler alert. Tommy the Green Ranger rides in on Hooch in this movie.
Okay. Well, another thing real quick that I want to touch base on was, okay.
Don't let me forget that I have a question to ask you.
Okay. That's.
But let's keep it short and
funny.
We're
going to keep it short. This is the last thing I want to say.
Okay.
And it has to do with the fact that the three Spider-Men, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland appearing in this movie. We all kind of knew that that was going to happen, and they were trying to keep a secret on it. But me, even me being like, all right, they're all going to be in it. It's going to be so cool. I didn't expect all of their chemistry together to be as good as it was. It was fucking so awesome watching those three hang out and their banter together and seeing them work together. That was fucking amazing. And I'm swearing. And that's okay. Because it was fucking amazing. And not only that, is Andrew Garfield, I felt out of the three, was the best in this movie. When all three of them were together, I end up finding like I don't know what it was. Maybe it was all the flack that he got from his movies that just gave him this energy of just like just being himself, and he was the most, to me, he was the most endearing part, endearing Spider-Man in this movie.
He's like the also the one that didn't age.
Yeah.
Like, Tobey Maguire was like, oh, so you transported from the future.
I can see that he is, yeah, well, I mean, obviously, but, and that was another thing that kind of, I'll touch on that. I don't think he aged that much. Okay.
He looks good, but he's definitely aged.
But anyway, they're talking about they're pulled out from their own universes. Okay, so Doc Ock is being pulled out from the climax in Spider-Man 2. He's like, it was just in that part where he's just like, where's my machine? He's talking about that part. That's where he got pulled out. But then Tobey Maguire is years later, and he's pulled out. I'm like, did Doctor Strange pull them out at the same time in their own universes? Or did he pull out Doc Ock from Spider-Man 2, and then he pulled out Tobey Maguire years after Spider-Man 2? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is the one thing that that's boggled my mind a little bit.
By the way, during this whole part, Doctor Strange is locked in another universe, which, by the way, when they locked him in there, I was like, you go ahead and keep him in the rest of the movie. And again, it's not a diss at Benedict Cumberbatch. Again, I think he's a great actor. I've seen two movies with him this year. One of them, he was just nominated for the Golden Globe for Best Actor. Unfortunately, he lost to Will Smith for King Richard. But I agree with you that the chemistry between the three of them really worked. They really did.
It exceeded my expectations.
Yeah.
Knowing that they were going to be in it.
Yeah, they did it. They did a great job. They all kind of mixed well. If anything, I would say that when they first appear, they were all kind of like, "Wait, where are we? How did this happen?" Yeah. But then shortly after that, they were a little too like, "Oh, this is normal." Like, if you think about their Spider-Men in their movies, they wouldn't have accepted that.
Yeah, but this isn't necessarily about them. You have to get to that point quicker. They spent so much time in the movie building up. When they get there, they have to quickly accept Tom Holland's universe, and just that's what it is. Because it's not necessarily about them. This is still Tom Holland's movie. And even though that all three Spider-Men, we were all excited for that, they still had to cater towards this universe. And that's what I feel like they didn't. They weren't really disbelieving it. You need, like, for the story to keep going, you need them to automatically believe that they're in this other universe, and that gives a lot of forgiveness for me.
I've got two other complaints I want to shoot off on you really quick.
Do it, and then ask me the question.
Okay, one of them is I would have liked to see Kirsten Dunst. I would have liked to see MJ, Kirsten Dunst's MJ, just because that's my Spider-Man, the first movie. But I recently saw a movie with Kirsten Dunst, and I get it.
Kirsten. It's Kirsten.
Whatever the fuck, bro. Don't step on my punchline. Anyway, second complaint, which is not even really a complaint about the movie. I'm just like a little disappointed, but I think there's a chance for it in the future. I really wanted to see James Franco in this movie. I really want to see. They brought back other people who had died in other universes.
Yeah.
So it would have been really cool. And I think there was opportunities during that last fight scene for it to happen. But I thought for him to come, because he didn't mention
it would have been too overcrowded.
He didn't mention how he had a best friend once. Yes. And it would have been cool. But yeah, it would have been overcrowded. Maybe save it for another movie.
Because, you know, with the response of this movie and how much everybody loved it and how much money it made, how much money it made. There have been whispers, I've heard rumors that Andrew Garfield may possibly be getting a third Spider-Man movie.
Hell yeah.
And I also heard that Tobey Maguire, maybe not in this movie, but in the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, I heard that he might make an appearance, but you may not see his face, you'll just hear his voice because it would be somebody dressed up as his Spider-Man. So I heard that that might possibly be happening.
But I mean, this is genius. This little, I couldn't get into college, have Doctor Strange make up a spell, is a cash cow for Marvel and Disney, dude. Now they can do a ton of things. They can make new movies. They can bring back old Spider-Mans that we love. They can do something for every generation. Mm-hmm. It's genius if you think about it. Which brings me into the last thing I wanted to talk to you about is... And I think we kind of already know our answer, but now that so many other networks have seen how well this movie did, money-wise. Okay. I think that we're going to see a lot of other movies starting to do this. Well, They're already doing it with The Flash.
Michael Keaton's returning as Batman.
Exactly, that's right.
They're doing that. Although, I mean, like, it does have to make sense. I mean, like, it made sense for this movie. And I can't see it necessarily making sense. Like, say, if you want to do it with, like, the Superman characters, everybody that played Superman.
Yeah.
Although, as cool as it would be to see that, it would feel forced because the universe is not already set up for them to get into that story.
Well, you know, but you got villains that can go into the Henry Cavill Superman, right?
Yeah.
You've got, you can take, like, Jack Nicholson Joker. Who knows if we're going to even see him in Flash? You know, that would be freaking crazy, dude. I think that now that they've seen how successful it can be, they will be more open to doing
things
like that.
People always try to replicate what's being successful, especially other studios. And so, I mean, Flash is already doing it. I'd like to see what other things can do that tastefully without it being forced, because sometimes, I mean, this movie did it effortlessly because it was already set up for that. But if you try to force it with other franchises, it's going to feel forced because they're just trying to copy Spider-Man.
Yeah, like, you know, Fast and the Furious is already on that shit. Fast and the Furious.
You know they're trying to do, what was it? Were they trying to do a Jurassic Park and Fast and the Furious crossover? I heard that they were trying. Right. I heard that that was a rumor that they were trying to do for a while. And also they were trying to do Men in Black and 21 Jump Street crossover too.
That doesn't even make sense. Like, how are you guys going to write? Just
because Sony owns them, I guess. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's all, yeah, and it's Universal. Dude, but just Doctor Strange shows up in every movie. You want to spell?
Although my biggest crossover event that I've been predicting for years, and everybody's laughing at me, I'm like, no, when the superhero genre is starting to go down in numbers, in box office numbers, they're going to pull their last ace out of the card, and they're going to do a Marvel and DC crossover.
No, I think it would happen.
That
absolutely.
Is definitely going to happen.
Absolutely.
I think that is definitely
going to
happen.
Dude, I want to see, like, Terminator shows up.
I want to see a Terminator RoboCop team up, dude. That would be fucking dope.
Dude, I want to see Terminator just randomly shows up in Little Women. That would be hilarious.
Are you Winona Ryder?
Yes! I couldn't even think of a real character from Little Women.
I think Winona Ryder was in a Little Women movie.
No, she's in the original make of it, not the...
And she's also little. Yes. All right.
They should do it with TV shows, like Stranger Things. I think shows up in Cobra Kai.
I think Stranger Things and Goonies would be a good crossover.
Yeah.
Even though you don't like Goonies, and that's another... That's for another
yeah.
Thing.
I like the idea of Goonies, but the execution is not that great.
Well, hey, cheers. It was awesome talking Spider-Man with you.
So the Oggometer on this movie, I have never been so confused and drawn. I don't even know where to put it. A part of me wants to put it at a 7, and I also can't decide between a 25. So...
Oh, a 25. Yeah. That's over 10. All right. You're like yelling at me for being 100.
100 out of 10. But I'm nowhere in between. I'm 25 or 7.
I think the first half is a 7, and then the second half is a 25 for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like 5 minutes of it are 25.
All right. Are we ready to do some trivia or what?
I'll let you ask the first question. Let me get my...
All right. So now we're at the point where we're going to ask each other trivia questions for movies that we should know the answers to. And whoever wins, well, we need to get 3, right? Whoever gets 3 first can choose the next movie that we're going to talk about on Rewatchables.
First one to get to 3. You can ask the first question.
I feel like the other questions in the past were a little too hard, so I'm going to give you a baby question.
You go ahead. Hit me with it.
Who was originally cast as Marty McFly in Back to the Future?
Eric Stoltz.
Oh, okay, you got it. All right, that's
obviously
one.
I knew it. I just couldn't.
All right, that's one for you. All right,
my brain was slow.
Okay,
you ready for your question, dude?
Yeah, dude.
This week I have got a whopper of a question that I'm going to open up with. Guess what, Kevin? I'm going to give you an opportunity to win it all right now.
Oh, okay.
Here's the rules. You ready for the question?
Wait. Here's the rules of the question. What am I getting first?
You'll see.
Okay.
So here we go. Question. In Scream, the final act takes place at Stu Mocker's house. What is the address in the movie? Hold on. Before you answer, if you give me the numbers or the street name right, you'll get 1 point. If you give me the numbers and the street name right, you get 2 points. If you give me the address of the real location, you'll get all three right.
Okay.
But you don't have to do numbers, the real location, just a street name.
This is a good question.
Yeah.
Because I'm imagining Neve Campbell on the radio in Dewey's car, and she's giving the address to Stu Marker's house. Is it Turner Lane?
Yes.
Oh, my God!
Turner Lane!
Okay, oh my God, I can't believe I fucking got that. That was a total guess.
What's the number?
I can't. Three, two, four.
It's 261 Turner Lane.
261 Turner Lane. Turner Lane. So wait, what does that mean? What did I get?
You got the 1 point.
So
because you guessed one.
All right, so I do get one answer correct.
Turner Lane. Do you know where the real address is?
No, I don't.
Nothing about it at all, not even the city.
No.
Okay. So
I would assume Santa Rosa, California.
That's the county.
Yeah.
So it's on Tomales Petaluma Road in Tomales, California.
Okay.
But it's Santa Rosa County. It's Northern Cal.
Okay.
So you got one, I got one.
All right. Oof. All right. So let's see here. Okay, how about this one? During the production of Back to the Future, the studio head, Sid Sheinberg, wanted to change the name of Back to the Future to what title?
The Man from Pluto. No?
I need an official answer. What is your official answer? No guesses.
So it's not that... The Man from Jupiter? No, it's Pluto. Something Pluto. Isn't the Man from Pluto? Man from Pluto, final answer.
The Man from Pluto?
Yeah.
Is incorrect.
What is it?
It's the Spaceman from Pluto.
Oh, come on!
Hey, it has to be the title, Spaceman from Pluto. Okay. So I get one, and you get one. We're both tied 1-1.
All right, here's your next question. I'm going to get a little hard one for you. Okay. In Home Alone,
okay.
Which actor is currently has the highest net worth? This is multiple choice.
Okay.
So let me ask that again. In the movie Home Alone, which actor currently has the highest net worth? Is it Macaulay Culkin, Joe Pesci, Catherine O'Hara, Daniel Stern?
Joe Pesci.
Yes. 50 million.
Oh my God. As soon as you said Joe Pesci, I was like, yeah, Joe Pesci, obviously. He's been in so many awesome movies.
Catherine O'Hara, man, she's like, you know.
No, she is too. But when you name those, I mean, like the highest box office, who's been in more famous movies? Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Okay. So 2-1. All right. I'm trying to think how easy or how hard I want to go for you. Do you want a hard one or an easy one?
Well, I've already lost one, right? I've got one.
It's 2-1. So if I get
give me an easy one.
Okay. I feel like all my questions are going to be Back to the Future questions.
Just give me whatever you want.
What were Marty McFly's siblings' names?
Oh, man. Shoot, dude. Hang on. Give me a minute.
Put your phone down. I want you looking. Put your phone down.
No, I was looking at my own.
So put your phone down.
Okay. Hang on. Dave.
Okay.
Is the brother, right? Dave. And Vanessa? What? What?
One, she does not look like a Vanessa at all. And she totally looks like a Linda McFly.
Oh, it's Linda?
Dave and Linda McFly.
Oh, man.
Woo!
Do I get a half point?
No! You have to get both of them.
Oh, man.
I said, what were his siblings' names? You have to answer both of them. All right.
I got a name question for you. All I got right. a lot of name questions
all
for
right.
you.
All
right,
it's
got
to be a tough one.
In the movie Liar Liar.
I'm not going to know this answer.
Why?
At all. I'm not going to know it. All right, but go ahead.
You've never seen Liar Liar?
I have seen Liar Liar, but I haven't seen it like how you've seen it every day for the past 30 fucking years.
All right, in the movie Liar Liar, what's Jim Carrey's secretary's name?
Blair? I don't know. What is it?
Greta.
Greta. I wasn't going to know that. That feels like one of those stupid questions and like the generic movie trivia questions.
No, I came up with that myself.
I know. And then I'm telling you, it feels like one of those generic stupid movie trivia questions.
I thought you were...
It should be things that I should know, bro.
I thought you were a big fan of Liar Liar.
I've never talked about Liar Liar once since we've been friends.
Who hasn't seen Liar Liar like 100 times?
I haven't seen it 100 times. I think I've maybe seen it 5 times.
Okay.
And I do not remember Greta. All right, so now it's my
turn. My next question is also going to be Liar Liar.
No, don't do that. Okay.
So is it still 2-1?
All right.
How
about
this
one?
You have two and I have one?
All right.
Right?
Yeah, I have two and you have one.
Okay.
Ben Affleck has portrayed 3 famous superheroes in film. Who are they?
Batman.
Daredevil.
Who the fuck is the third one?
Now, keep in mind, I said the word portrayed.
It's a movie, not a show?
It's not a show. It is a movie.
He portrayed?
You said Batman, you said Daredevil. Who is the other superhero that Ben Affleck has portrayed in the film? Famous superhero. Famous superhero. Hero.
That doesn't help. I'm trying to think and you're yelling. I don't know. Fucking Superman.
Good job.
Yeah, because he said super.
Yeah.
Yeah, when was he ever Superman?
He portrayed George Reeves in, because you remember he did that biopic of George Reeves who played Superman in the 50s.
Oh. Does that count?
Yeah, it does count because he portrayed Superman. So now we're tied 2-2.
All right. Let's see what else I got here for you. Too easy now. This is a fun one. I think that you're probably going to know it.
Okay.
But this might be the game right here.
All
right.
Let's see.
In the movie Speed. What? You also don't know that movie?
No, I do. And it's just so funny that that's the movie. Okay, let's go. What about Speed?
In the movie Speed, what team name does Sandra Bullock's character have on her jacket?
Ooh, that is the... Wildcats.
Yes! Oh! You didn't just see my list, right?
I win!
Yeah, you won.
The Wildcats. All right. Would you like to know the one I was going to ask you, even though I won?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, no. Only if we can tie it up.
It's a no. But it is another Back to the Future question.
All right.
What was the name of the band that played at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance?
The real dance, not the rehearsal, right?
Not the rehearsal.
Yeah, you know when he's auditioning. You don't mean Marty's band.
But that wasn't at the Enchantment.
The Pinheads. You don't mean the Pinheads.
No.
Okay.
Did the Pinheads play at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance in the 1950s? No.
So you're talking about...
At the Enchantment Under the Sea dance in Back to the Future.
I can't think.
What was the name of the band?
It's...
The full name, including their 2 parts of the name.
I know. It's long.
It's not that long. You should know the first half immediately.
I know. I just can't think of it right now, dude. I really can't think.
Who is the singer?
Chuck...
No, Chuck Berry is his cousin.
No. Marvin.
Marvin what?
Berry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marvin Berry
and
the Marvin Berry and the Spooks.
I was going to say, no, Marvin Berry and the Reefer Addicts. No, it's Marvin Berry and the Starlights.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
That's right, that's
right. That was it. So I win, so I get to choose the movie.
Yes.
Okay.
I know what you should choose.
I know what you want me to choose, Scream. And obviously we're going to do the new Scream. But yeah, the movie I'm going to choose because I win this is a Kevin Bacon movie. Can you guess it?
Oh, God. No.
Tremors.
I knew it.
I'm going to make you watch Tremors.
God,
we're going to watch Tremors for the rewatchables.
Is there like, can I just watch the trailer?
No. You're going to watch Tremors and you're going to fucking like it.
Dude, that's like one of the movies I like would never watch.
And not only that, there is another additional requirement.
What?
We have to watch it together.
Okay. There'd be a lot of booze.
It will be. It will be. That was a lot of fun, though. It was fun. That was a good trivia. I think we should do an entire episode of just, like, movie trivia for each other. That would be a lot of fun. Do you guys like the movie trivia or what? I don't know.
If you've got movie trivias, if you have movie trivia questions that you can think of, send them to us. You can send them to me, and I'll ask Kevin, or you can send them to Kevin, and
I'll forget about them.
You can hit me up on Instagram at Twin Pines Video, and you can hit me up at Augustino Zoida.
Wait, I'm at Twin Pines Video.
That's what I just said. I said you can hit him up.
I thought you said you can hit you up. Okay, yeah. I'm at Twin Pines Video. It is an Instagram dedicated to movies and movie art that I do with my VHS tapes here in the background. I need to do an arachnophobia one.
Man, I shouldn't have asked you that speed one. Too easy.
Oh. Wildcats. Tell that wildcat behind the wheel to keep going. Yeah.
He calls your wildcat before I didn't even pick up on it.
Oh, whoa.
That movie's so great, though.
This movie, this bus is fast. Whoa.
Alright, in conclusion.
I am an FBI agent.
I know, ain't it wild? Different movie.
I know.
Alright, in conclusion. Because I'm at such a split on this movie, either a 7 or a 25, this movie has to be a rewatchable.
Yes,
I need to see it again to have a better opinion on it. So,
and you need to watch it again so we can watch it. We haven't watched this movie together yet.
Let me get my lines out. I gotta cut it, edit this.
Okay.
So, what the fuck did I just say?
You just said that you need to see this movie again because it's a rewatchable.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say.
And that's what I said.
Yeah, but we gotta have something that I can end it with.
Okay, then end it.
Something that I can cut with. All right, so, because I'm at such a split on this movie, I'm either at a 7 or a 25. I feel I need to watch it again. So because I need to watch it again, obviously, we're branding this movie a rewatchable. Cool.
I love how you had to look at me and start looking at the
camera. I said a rewatchable. Okay. So when I say the rewatchable, the rewatchable.
Oh.
Yo, a rewatchable. What do we say?
I don't know. This is rewatchable.
Oh, yeah. We just said we're branding this movie
rewatchable.
Okay. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
We're branding this movie rewatchable. All right, cool.
All right, are we done?
Yeah.
Yay. Titties.
Go ahead and stop it.